One of the Mishnayot that hit home for me today, as I reflect on the fact that tomorrow is the fifth yahrzeit of Aharon Lichtenstein Zal, is Perek Aleph Mishnah Yedbet. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Heve mitamidav shel Aharon. Be like one of the Talmidim, be like one of the students of Aharon. Ohev shalom, verodev shalom, he who loved peace and chased after peace. Ohev esabrios and mekarvan la Torah, he loved people and brought them closer to the Torah. Of course, Hillel in this Mishnah is referring to Aharon HaKohen, and we'll get to an analysis of that in a minute. But I just wanted to say beforehand that if you think about Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Aharon Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein had many of the qualities of Aharon HaKohen, and that he too was Ohev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, Ohev Asabrios V'Makarvan LaTorah. The Rav Lichtenstein brought so many people closer to Torah, inspired people in a very significant way to love Torah, to care about Torah, to learn Torah, and at the same time, very much cared about the person, very much cared about the individual. So I encourage you to take some time over the next day or two, if you know a lot about Rav Lichtenstein, to read his writings. If you don't know about anything about Rav Lichtenstein, to take some time to learn about him. He was an extremely inspiring figure, the son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik, who made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, started Yeshivat Har Etzion, and impacted our community in so many significant ways. That being said, let's get back to an analysis of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Heve mitamidav shel Aharon. Be like the students of Aharon. What's fascinating is that if you think about what a student is normally that learns from someone, that learns directly from a teacher, that learns directly from a rabbi, that learns directly from a mentor. And I heard a beautiful idea from Rav David Gottlieb, who explained that we all have the capacity, Heve mitamidav shel Aharon. We all have the capacity to be one of Aharon's students. Even though we didn't learn directly from Aharon HaKohen, we have the capacity to transform ourselves into students of Aharon by embodying his ideals, by embodying his values, and by utilizing them in our day-to-day interactions with people. And so these ideas of Ohev Shalom, loving peace, Rodev Shalom, chasing after peace, Ohev Esabrios, loving people in the Karvan LaTorah and bringing them closer to the Torah, one of the ways that we become Mitalmid of Shal Aharon is by really internalizing those values and by really applying them to our lives. What does it mean, Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, that Aharon HaKohen chase after peace? So there are many different ideas and examples of how Aharon HaKohen did this, but I wanted to share two, one from Avos Rabbi Natan and one from actually Machzor Vitri during the time period of Rashi. The first is that there's a story about Aharon HaKohen, that one of the ways that Aharon HaKohen brought people closer to peace and chased after peace was that Aharon HaKohen used to bring two people to Beis Din, used to bring two people who were disagreeing with each other by telling each one of them that they were right. And that he would bring them together and they would look at each other, they would stand and they would stare at each other. And he would say to them, don't you just want peace? And so the Medrash tells us that Aharon HaKohen, and we learn from this actually, that Aharon HaKohen even used to employ little white lies that normally would not have necessarily been permitted. But because of the value of peace, Aharon HaKohen employed that tactic in order to ensure that people were able to get along with each other, that people were able to unite with each other, that people were able to care for each other. We're told in the Machzor Vitri that Aharon HaKohen also employed this tactic with regard to relationships between husbands and wives, that Aharon HaKohen chased peace between husbands and wives as well, and employed tactics in order to ensure that husband and wife would get along and that husband and wife would be able to not separate from each other, but rather to continue on in peace and harmony. The concept of Ohev Etabriyot Mekarvan LaTorah is a fascinating idea, in that if you think about many of your experiences, the experiences where you have felt a stronger connection to the Torah, very often not only is it the important and the valued Torah that inspires a person and brings them closer to the Torah, but it's also the relationship. It's also the relationship that you have with the person that's teaching you that Torah, and the relationship you have with the mentor that is providing you with that insight, or the peer that's providing you with that insight. And so this idea of Ohev Esabrios Mekarvan LaTorah, I think, is an extremely important phenomenon. Ohev Esabrios Mekarvan LaTorah, how do you bring a person closer to Torah? You bring a person closer to Torah by showing them that you care about them. That much of the opportunity to bring people closer to Torah, much of the opportunity to teach people Torah, is grounded in the idea that the person who's teaching you that Torah cares about you. And the person that's teaching you that Torah wants you to have the best experience, wants you to have a good life, wants you to grow. And so this idea of Ohev Arabriyot Mekarvan LaTorah, perhaps part of the reason that Aaron HaKohen was so successful in his approach was that Aaron HaKohen, first and foremost, loved people. And because he loved people, and because he showed them that he loved them, and because he showed them that he cared about Shalom and that he chased after peace, he was then able, Mekarvan LaTorah, he was able to bring them close to Torah. Because when people saw his interest in them, when people saw his true love for them, they were then inspired and elevated to become closer to the Torah that, of course, we know Aaron HaKohen loved as well. Wishing all of you a wonderful Shabbos.